The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awakened with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awakened, Barrington.
For tuning in, and to everybody, of course, I want you to know that we're privileged that you've decided to come home. What we do here is we raise you to a higher level of consciousness. For you to understand the God that exists is you, it is in you, it is not exterior, it is not for you to sit there and hope that rescue will come to save you. All that you need to live the life that you want is within you, and you showed up with it, as did every other human being on this planet. You are the package, you are the top shelf. We are just seeing ourselves as the tip of that iceberg and not fully understanding that the greater, bigger part of us is within ourselves, which is what usually lies under the surface, and we're not aware of it. Some of us think that we could go through this life just existing and waiting for the better one to come. Well, you have come from that place. It is wonderful. It is pure love. It is true. However, you are here and you should live. Wake up to live. Open your eyes and the truth will reveal itself and it will set you free. If you are standing in a place that you're not happy with, some form of discontent or unsatisfactory to the life that you thought you were going to have, you are allowing yourself to live that life. You've accepted it as who you are. You've accepted the position that you're in. You've created it. As we all know, or you should know, you are as you think. As a man thinketh, so is he, or woman, female, anybody with the ability to think. Where you stand today, you've brought yourself there with the mind that you have. Where you want to be tomorrow, or the days after today, is to change the configuration or the thoughts or the pattern that you've had, and change will come. It is not by faith. If you sit there and hope or pray to think that rescue is on its way, it is not. The action, the instructions, the book, all the information is within you. What we do here is try to get you to understand all that. And by looking outward for this support or this uplifting or this revelation of some sort, you are giving away your power. You are giving yourself away. You've just locked yourself in this room and you've thrown away the keys or key. Well, the key is within you. And there isn't someone coming to rescue you. I would like to say, if you're standing on a train track and there's a train coming towards you at full speed, I hope that's not the moment you're going to stop to pray. You will take action, as anybody with rational or smart will think, you will take action, and you could pray for the train to stop. More than likely, it won't. We are sitting in this, standing in this life, in our chair, and we're watching it go by us because we think there's better to come. The situation that a lot of us were raised with is to think the obvious. They say, you throw your bread up on the water, it shall return more. Not possible. Somebody else will grab it. You say, it is hard for us to get into this great life, so we humble ourselves and try to sit still and be good, whatever that means, be good so we can reward after we leave here. The reward is here and now. Please utilize that. The reward is here and now. Find the strength that's within you. This is what we talk about all the time. Find that strength that's within you and bring it to your reality. You came here. It's an honor to be here. You choose to be here. You created your pattern of what you're going to do when you're here. The party is going on. You are dancing. You're not dancing to the music. And after it's all said and done, you will have to turn around and pay the piper, if you understand what I'm trying to say. Life is for living, and it is now. We raise you, try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness for you to be fully aware of that. You have the tool within you. Somewhere along the line, somebody has taught us, or some group or some organization has taught us, to look outward to find our answers. There isn't anything out there. It's within you. The greatest part of your existence is within you. To utilize the strength that you have to look within you. For you to close your eyes and throw it out there and call it faith that good will come, it will only happen when you take action. You will pray for the train to stop or that shark not to eat you, but it will not happen. You have to take action. So we were guided, we are being guided to believe there's something greater than you. You are the greatest. You are a part of all that there is. You are a part of the great wave. You are the controller of the life. You did come here to live it. Don't let it pass you by. Wake up is what we talk about. And in doing so, we give you methods in which you could take some steps towards finding this greatness that's within you. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is that you wake up, open your eyes, and set yourself free from the bondage that you've put yourself in a mental state. You've told your mind to create this for you, and it did. If you're not happy with it, the ability to change it, to redo it, to figure it out, it is within you. Everyone has that capability. But some of us, some people, were told, don't worry about it. If you don't have all the answers, you'll get them. If you don't try to get ahead or try to advance or try to be creative or try to do all these things, it will come to you. It's not possible. I said on our show last week that it's try to imagine you're sitting in the ocean praying to be dry. That's not possible either, because you are in fact sitting in the ocean. When you ask for something, and I'm going over this because we did it a bit of it last week. When you ask for something, for a change to happen in your life, you have already accepted the situation that you're in as your norm. Asking for a source, a power, guidance to change that for you, that is not going to happen, because you've told them in a subliminal way that you're content with where you are because you're there. You've created the situation by your thoughts. When we want to change it, we choose, some of us, to ask something, some other source, some other entity, some other power to change it. It's not going to happen. We've always wondered why, when we make an attempt to create things or to change things in our lives, we resort back to the same situation, maybe the same mate, the same kind of job, the same boss, the same health conditions, simply because you've ordered it and it's with you, and now you think you could pray it away. Wake up. Wake up and realize that when you're asking for a change, you've accepted where you are. You like it, or you're there. And by reaching out with blind faith, something without proof that the rescue will come, it won't. The mind has to be up on par with what you're trying to accomplish. And honoring yourself, knowing that you have this great ability within you, is where we'll start. When you want riches, you've already accepted that you don't have any or that you're poor. When you want good health, the same thing occurs. When you want to find that awesome partner or that good job, you've stated all of these things. All of them are fixable, let's say, by action, and not to pray about it. I've been asked on this show many times, do you pray? I used to pray. Now, instead of asking for this, what I do is I meditate, I slow down the chatter that's going on in my head, and allow myself just to be, without judgment, without labeling, without conditioning myself to accepting where I'm at, what I'm doing. Just be. If you're out there, anywhere in the wilderness, walking down the street, you are a part of this society. You're part of this universe. You are the universe. To have somebody guide you, I was about to say misguide you, but to have somebody guide you to a path that they feel is just for you is their mistake. Even worse, your mistake for wanting to accept that information as truth. How is it that you've come here to live, to experience being a human being, to have the best for your life? But after this is over, then it'll start. That makes no sense. I've been given a lot of explanations, explaining on why this is the testing ground. Well, that makes no sense. You have come from heaven, if that's a place, a real place. You've come from the spiritual world. You were there. So there's no logic in thinking that you were there. You've come here to be tested for the position of being there. It doesn't make any sense. You're here and you're now. It's here and now. Wake up. Open your eyes. That's what our show is about. Open your eyes and realize that the things that you want to accomplish in life, which are probably the things that you've come here for, you have found your destiny, you may have talked yourself out of it, or you were led away from that path. We now have to go and empty our cup of disbelief or hope without proof, or faith without proof. When you're asking for something, you're telling yourself you are in this opposite situation, you want it to change. We're raising you to a higher level of consciousness so you yourself can make these adjustments to your life. What you have become is a direct result of the information that you have fed into your mind. Figure out what's going into the mind. If you want betterment, then you've accepted something lesser. If you want power, you've accepted something lesser. If you want wealth, if you want health, anything, you've accepted the opposite. And the mind is only capable of responding to what you have ordered. When you make an order or a purchase or whatever you want to call it, they will deliver it to you. And I've always said, and I will continue to say, be careful of what you hope for. Be very careful of what you hope for. Many has called in the station before, emailed, and said they've tried the routine, they've done the walk, they've prayed, they've followed the instructions that were laid out by others, and nothing has changed in their lives. Maybe a little bit more discouraged. Find out what you're putting into your thoughts. And when you're asking for this greatness to come, you're stating that you are in a place that's lesser than the greatness that you seek. Lesser on the finances or the partners. How many times have you, or you know of somebody who decided to go out and change their physical appearance by going to the gym and try to exercise, maybe lifting weights to get muscles, or dieting, or trying to do all these things? Well, the mind didn't get the message. So you will go and you will run and you will perform and you will lose. If you're trying to lose weight, you will lose it. But simply because your mind is still stating to the fact that still stated the fact that you are, let's say, heavier than you want to be, the minute you stop doing all those things, you will go back to where you were before you began. How do you fix this? You have to know, as opposed to having faith, you have to know. That's the key to it. You must know this is going to happen. And you convince yourself this is going to happen simply because you're about to take action towards it. When you tell yourself where you're going, you will end up there. If you leave the house or you're anywhere with specific instructions as to get to that other part, you will end up there. If you walk out with a blindfold and just start walking, hoping or have faith that you will find it, a lot of danger in the way, walk across the train tracks or whatever the case may be. But if you have a very clear view as to what you're trying to accomplish, you make that known. You convince yourself, and don't say when you get there, you have to view it as now. Right away, everything about your mind springs into action and delivers exactly what you seek. We try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness for you to understand that. Process of the steps to get there is knowing that the spiritual guides that exist are there for you. They're part of your team. When you finish this life and we're only hanging out in the flesh for a little bit, seems to be getting shorter and shorter. We're only hanging out in the flesh for a little bit. When you return to your home, you will encounter everybody that you've passed, ancestors. You will still be in contact with the people that you've left here. We lay our bodies down because they've gotten old or broken or diseased. We put them in a ground or an urn or put them somewhere, it somewhere, and then we move on and we head back home. This is why every time I open the show, I thank everybody for being a part of the show, my longtime listeners, as well as the new listeners. And I do always say and will continue to say to everybody who's participating in the show today, welcome home. You're listening to Barrington, and this is Barrington Awaken. I hope what I'm trying to tell you is giving you an idea that you must sit still, be very quiet, and try to understand what you're feeding into that machine called your body. We're designed to run on good, healthy, non-toxic fuel. imagine how it would impact your vehicle, the car, if you were to throw water in the tank or something else. It won't perform the way it was designed to perform because you need that component for it to do its duty, as we need the truth or to understand or the connectivity to our spirituality for us to function as effective as we need to as human beings. And it's not tomorrow. Forget about yesterday. It is now. Wake up is what we talk about. Wake up and understand. Be mindful of what you're telling yourself. And that most times on the surface, we're unable to detect the negativities that we're feeding ourselves. And you've always, and a lot of people will always say, they don't generally run the path of negativity or go down the rabbit hole of negativity. But if you're asking for somebody or something or some source to make a change in your life, yes, you've accepted the position that you're seated in. You're in that chair, waiting for an answer to come to you. You're in that ocean, waiting for yourself to be dry, or you're in that broken state of mind, waiting for repair. You are the tool handler. You've got all the tools. You have all the skills. You've got everything that it takes to become that awesome worker to project or to make the image that you want. Imagine yourself as a flashlight and you turn it on and shine it on the wall. You could see that beautiful lit up wall, but then you put your hand in front of it and nothing happens. And you pray until the end of your days that the wall will light up again. Well, you have to move the flashlight. You have to move the hand so the light could project. You have to remove the negativity from your path so your desire that is going to project. I was having a conversation just this week with a family member of mine, and he and I sat down and we were talking, and I'm trying to explain how a lot of things that we see, they're not real. The life that we're living, we're taking it way too serious. We're too big to contain ourselves in this small body. We're a lot more. We are the universe. All that you desire is at your fingertip. Your hand is on the trigger. You just have your fingers on the trigger. You just have to pull. Because of fear, because we've told ourselves that we're afraid. We've told ourselves that we're not worthy. We've told ourselves that we can't accomplish. We told ourselves that the other person out there is greater than us. And that's our mistake. The minute you idolize another person, you have given up on you. You've locked yourself in the basement or in a room, thrown away the key, like I said, and waiting for better to come. You've given up on your creativity. Tap into a spiritual life. Tap into a source that's going to deliver greatness to you. Just by being you. Don't ask, it will come because it's your greatness. If you see it, you go towards it. You've sent a message to your mind and it will guide you. It brings it forth. But to turn the other way and ask for it to be delivered, it's a waste of time. We believe strongly in faith. Of a non-existent entity. We do. The entity, I would love to say, does exist, but it's within you. It's not out there. And it says, come to me by faith. Just believe, and it's going to be true. That's a promise. But as we all know, the promises are only comforting to foolish people. We're misled and we're misguided. Be mindful of what you're asking for. And when you do ask for it, why are you asking for it? And you might find yourself saying, because I'm cold, I need heat. Because I'm hungry, I need food. Because I'm poor, I need wealth. Well, you've accepted the fact that you're poor, you've accepted the fact that you're hungry, you've accepted the fact that you're cold, and that might be where you live in today. Now is the time. When I say, and I talk to a lot of people, and I always say, just allow yourself to be a part of this universe. Just allow yourself to be a part of it. Understand, yes, you have to work and provide and bring home the bacon and all that, yada, yada. Don't eat the bacon. But anyway, bring home the food that you have to use to survive. That is a necessity. That is a tool that is required for us to exist now. But as far as having confidence within yourself, having strength, having the abilities to get what you want, please find out what are the subconscious messages you're sending to yourself that have you shackled in one position. You're getting the same mate, you're getting the same results, you're getting the same bad jobs or whatever the situation may be, because you've told yourself that's where you are, that's where you want to be, because you're asking for it to be changed. And the deliverer hasn't proven his ability to deliver, not to my knowledge. I say to a lot of people who try to put this on me all the time about having faith in all these things that's going to happen, I say, bring me a little bit of proof. We're what, 8 billion people, 7, 6 point, whatever billion people on the planet? I want one to bring me a bit of proof other than just to believe it's going to happen, because it's not happening. It hasn't happened. We're praying for world peace. Is that happening? We're praying for betterment. Is that happening? We're praying for longevity or unification. Is that happening? Wake up. Know that you are God and live accordingly. Know that you are the greatest entity and you are a part of this universe. You're part of the great wave. You're connected to it. Know that. Don't believe, just know you are that. Don't try to think it's going to come and make your life any better. You have to know that you are the greatest entity. And something else I want to mention while I'm at it, the most valuable currency that exists in a human's life is the time. Please don't squander it. Please don't throw it away. Please don't let it go by you. Only here we have time. And because of what we've known, because of the history that existed, we may only get 80, 90, 100 years, some of us. So it is very valuable that you maintain the only currency that should matter. Live now. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. Please wake up. And thank you all for being a part of the show today. I had to go through all of that. I needed to get out of it. The conversation I was having with that person this week was just summing up to them that we're taking life way too seriously. And we're waiting for rescue or waiting for something to give. As you are doing all this waiting, the value of your life is getting shorter because you're spending the most valuable currency. Enjoy the time. You are here and you're here now. You need to wake up to that reality. And I'll say it one more time. Find out what you are telling yourself subconsciously, where you're totally not agree. Might be your environment, might be the poster on the wall, the big screen TV is feeding you something that makes you feel lesser about you. Therefore, you turn around and ask for changes. And the person or thing or entity or source that you're asking to come and rescue you hasn't come yet. And they tell you, oh, well, it's not this time, it's next time, or the middle of the night, or, well, let's just deal with now, because now is all that we've got. Welcome to the show, everybody. I hope you're enjoying it. Thank you for being a part of it. You're listening to Barrington Awaken. You could send us an email, and thanks to everybody who's been sending emails out. I appreciate them. I try my best to get back to them. you can send us an email, awaken1308@gmail.com. awaken1308@gmail.com. I do have a website out there. I haven't looked at it lately because I've been very, very busy. And it's HEAMI Barrington Awaken.com. Check it out. There's information there for everybody. It's good stuff. Every show that you hear, and we do repeat the show on Thursdays at 10 p.m. If you're up and about, you can catch a show. If you've missed it, you could go to the website. It'll be stated there. Today's show is called Waiting. And if you wanted to hear it again, and all the shows that we've done in the last few years, they're also listed there as well for you to enjoy and just follow. The key to this is that you put yourself in a state of mind that's going to expose you to all the universe has to offer. You are not in the universe. It's in you. Realism is you. We've come here to feel life, to experience what it's like to be a human being, and we're not to be led away. As we know it today, we're coming from one place, every single one of us, by the same method. Same place, same method. When we leave here and we head home, we go back to the same place. This is what I was saying earlier about it makes no sense that I would leave home to go out in the wilderness to figure out how to get home. I was already home. So we've come in the wilderness to experience what it's what's available for us here. Practice your meditation. Practice the source. Practice getting on, understanding who you are. And please, it is important to know thyself. There's a book out there, Awaken Ascension Guide. I did this a few years ago. It aligns you to your true purpose. It gets you in the path of finding out who you are. It's available to you on Amazon. Align yourself to your true purpose. This is what we're trying to figure out. What is my destiny? Where am I supposed to go? What is my purpose? It is not to be told or dictated to others who wants to tell me how to live. We've come from the same place by the same method. So the same channel, the same source has brought us here. But then when we show up, there's 30 different people, 50, maybe thousands of people who are saying, come this way, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. Where did they come from? Well, they happened to have popped up here. Yes, I'm talking about religion. It happened here. It didn't come from over there. The hate, the pain, the anger, anything that we may feel happened here. Wake up. Excuse me. Wake up. Open your eyes. Have we got anything on the email front there, sir?
We do. Folks, if you're just tuning in, of course you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, and you can write to us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Sarah wrote in, how do we get out of this life if we don't like it? I'm not talking about ending our life. I'm talking about what we do, how we live, who our friends are, everything that makes us miserable. What is the best way to change our life? You don't believe in prayer, so what do we do? That's from Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. Let's see. Sam wrote in. Hold on, Sam. How do we choose not to be here? Think about that, Barrington. We had no choice. We were born by a mother and a father. We didn't have a choice to say, no, don't bring me into this screwed up world. That's from Sam. And Lisa writes in, if we do want to change something, this is almost like Sarah's email, Barrington. Lisa writes in, if we want to change something, who do we talk to? Is it just ourselves? I've tried that and nothing's changed for me. Am I missing something? That's from Lisa. Claudette writes in, so you have no faith. You do not believe in faith. You think that there is no faith? Tell me your thoughts on faith. That's from Claudette. And lastly, Harry writes in about your name. He says, Barrington is a very, very unique name. I've never heard that before. Can you please give us some history on that? That's from Harry. And back to you.
Barrington is a unique name, and you're right. I don't hear it very often, even though I carry it with me every day. The best I could tell you, I think it came from England or maybe Scotland back in the day. And, you know, I was a part of a company, part of a country that was under the British rule. So it's easy to see where Barrington comes from. And it's my last name, just put it all together. But thank you. I appreciate that. I think you're saying it's okay to have that name, but I don't have much of a history as to its origin. It's influenced by some other people. I haven't looked into it. I don't believe all the sources out there that's telling you the meaning of your name or why your name has that. I think they're just for entertainment purposes only. So when I do read, and I have read many things, and it says I'm the great hunter, the great warrior, okay, great. I hope it didn't just mean, you know, you're the big loser. So you could take that for what it is, good or bad. But what I do know of my person, and I have been studying and doing a lot of spiritual search and guide and research and meditation, I found out that the majority of the lives that I've lived thus far, and I've lived quite a few of them, I was a teacher. So I don't know if the name Barrington has anything to do with it, but I thank you very much for that. And I can't give you much of its origin from where it's come from, Harry. Sorry about that. Claudette and faith, and do I have faith and do I believe? You could blindly believe something is going to come and rescue you. I don't. You could blindly believe that this life is not the one you're supposed to live. Humble yourself and be kind, and the next life is going to be better for you. It confuses me to think that I did choose this to be here, and I will not enjoy it. I'll just wait till I go home. If you're at a party and you're not having fun, you just walk out the door and go home. Unfortunately, walking out these doors and going back home to our spiritual existence might take a little bit more involvement or something to do. But you have to know you're going to take action, and you're going to create, and you're going to establish what it is that you want. Be careful of what you want. Be very mindful of that. But you have to know it's going to exist. You've heard many times people say, see it and it will appear. See it before it comes. I've said many times, put that picture that you so enjoy of yourself on the wall. See it every day, and eventually it becomes you. You have to know. Just to believe it's going to happen is not going to happen for you. We use a lot of the things that's happened in history. I could tell you it's going to snow here in January simply because for the last 49 years or 50 years, it's been doing the same thing. But at the same time, do I truly know it's going to snow in January? It has for the last many years, but I'm guessing based on the experiences that I've had that it could snow in January. It's more likely to snow here in January than in July here in Southern Ontario, Canada. But do you really, really know that? Or when you make a statement like this, it's just your hypothesis based on the history that you've had. How does this tie into having faith? You take action to what you want to accomplish and know it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But don't change your mind halfway through the journey by saying, it's not going to happen. You've just dumped a whole bunch of water on all the ideas that you've had, and you have to know it's going to happen, and it will. Take a good look at your profession that you're doing today, the career that you've had, family that you're raising. You knew at some point it was going to happen, and it did. You took action towards it. Do I believe in closing my eyes and hoping that I'll get rescued? No. That has not been proven from my great-great-great-great-grandmother and her mother and her mother and so on until the end of time. You are your ancestors, and we're in a time now where we have the ability to live today like they should have lived there today, many days ago? Do I believe that I could just turn my, just wish something will come and it will come? My answer to having faith, it's action, it's the individual. I want to know that we're gonna live in peace and unity, and we all get along, and everybody have great tolerance for everything that exists. Every time we turn on our televisions or we listen to the news, which I try not to do, and I haven't done for many, many years, we hear about what's going on over there in that country, over there in this country, and they're fighting, and we're hoping or have faith that it'll end, but it is still going on. And if this one stops, another one will start. What you have to do is to convince you to know within yourself, these are the things that you want and they will come to you. And that was for Claudia's answer in my faith. I hope I answered it to the best of my abilities. I hope the answer is satisfactory for you. Lisa, you have the same question as Sarah did. And how do you get out of this life? You know, you said, Sarah said that, you know, you didn't ask to come here. You just woke up one day and the doctor's slapping you on the butt and here you are. You did make the choice to come long before that. If you want to be real about it, we say 10, 9 months or whatever for it to happen. But as a spiritual existence, you wanted to be a human being. Your mother was the vehicle that brought you. The decision was made before your mother. And the great thing is, and I say this all the time when I had a chance to meet or hear from my sons, I have three sons, before they showed up. You picked that mother that brought you here. Okay, so it's you called an Uber and this one showed up. So answering your question, you had a choice. And the choice that you made was to be here. We don't control our children. We don't own our children. We are the vehicle. So we're raising the children and we're teaching them to the best of our abilities how to live and get about in this life. But Sarah, yeah, you did ask to be here. You did choose to be here. You did come here with your guides, and your mother was the vehicle in which that brought you here, make you from the spiritual existence and created a body of flesh for you to be here. Whether or not you, anybody like their mother, their father, it's irrelevant. But the thing is, you did choose them to be your parents. Weird as it may seem. You made that decision, a conscious decision, long before you showed up and the doctor's whacking you in the butt. I don't know if they still do that, but that's at least that's how we were raised with the TV telling us. And that's the very same way as Lisa was asked, sorry, very same question. How do we change? Both of you had the same question as to how do we change or how do we get out of this life? And it's not, you mentioned that you're not thinking of ending it, you know, the way we see people do all the time. You're thinking if you want change within yourself, what is the change and be it? What is the change? You want long hair? Okay, go cut it out. You want short hair? Grow some. Sorry, the opposite way around. You want short hair? Cut it off. You have to be the change that you desire. Asking for it is not going to come. You have to be it. So you're a ballet dancer. And the change to you is to become a football player. Totally different fields. Well, you have to be the football player. You have to start doing what football players do. You have to take action towards the greatness that you seek. And to sit by and wait for it to happen, it's not going to happen. You must be the change that you want. Never mind Joey or Ted or Bob or Fred or Wilbert. You must be the change that you desire. And let me say this. It takes a while to convince the mind of what you're trying to do. If it goes back to wanting to eat healthy or to have a more powerful, successful job, more monies and all these things, it's not likely going to happen on next Tuesday or before Thursday's show. What will happen is that you've made a change in your mind, and now you have to act on it. It takes a while. I don't know how long, and it is different based on the individual. It takes a while for you to make that change, and it's not usually instantaneous. I used to eat meat, and then I stopped. And I remember it took me almost a year and a half for me to now accept the life as a vegetarian, to live without consuming flesh. It took a long time. And yes, I cheated on the way. But now, because I've been doing it for so many years, it's not even a part of my existence. It's not even a part of something I think about, because I was able to convince the mind that I don't want to eat this stuff. I don't want to eat dairy. I don't want to eat this. I eat green whole foods. It took a while. If you're trying to change your physical appearance, it will take some time. And it's not running like crazy on the treadmill for 6 weeks, because the mind is like, okay, hurry up and get this over with. Oh my God. But if you stay running, you will eventually convince yourself this is where you want to be, as opposed to thinking. So praying it won't will it into your life, won't will it into your existence. Action. So to answer both of your questions, how do you make that change? You have to become that change that you so desperately seek, assuming that you're wanting it. You can't get out of this life. You chose to be here. Life never ends. When you're finished with the body you're carrying right now, you lay it down, you get a new one, and on you go. Like your car or the pair of shoes that you don't love anymore. You get a new pair and you continue. Be the change, and know within you. You have to know within yourself. How do you get there? First of all, you identify the things that are definitely not you. I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not this, I'm not that. What is left is thyself. And it's important that you learn to know thyself. I'll say it one more time. Be the change that you want. Be it. And if you're coming from a non-football skill person to become this football player or this ballet dancer, remember, it takes a while for you to get into that mode. Like I was saying earlier about wanting not to eat flesh or meat. It takes a while. It's not going to happen. Be patient, but you're on your path there. And when you see yourself there in your mind, your body, your everything goes there. If you want the wealth, you may have to put in some more time to get whatever that is, but you have to be it. Have you heard the expression, fake it till you make it? Well, that's really a good thing to do. A good thing to do. And it's by attitude. Use the attitude of that football player till you develop the skills of playing the football. Or use the attitude of that ballet dancer, that fisherman, or that whatever. When you're cooking your meal in a pot and it's over with and it's done, you have to empty it out, wash it, clean it, put it on the stove, and start another different cook stuff. You have to wash out the ingredients or the sauce or the stain or even the burnt parts of the old life. And you start with a fresh new pot to create this new dish, this meal. You understand? When you finish cooking that meal, when you're done with living the life you're living right now, you have to do some work to reverse whatever scars or whatever state of mind that becomes the residue. You have to get rid of that, and then you start anew. And now you're going to put in the ingredients to cook the new meal or the new tea or the new coffee or whatever it is, or the new person. But it does take a while to undo what has already been done. Simple enough, just be the change that you seek. I think I answered most of the question, and it was Sam that was asking, how do we choose not to be here? And also answered the question as to how do you get out of it? Okay. This life, and actually that sort of sums up all the questions we're having. Be the change. I got to that point. How you choose not to be here, I got to that point. Make a conscious decision within yourself. See what you want to be. Hold that image within yourself. Fake it if you can until you make it. And the riches will come to you. The good health will come to you. The good friends will come to you. The good partners will come to you. Everything. But you have to will it in. And I've said this on the show before, and it's my mistake. I need to correct it. By asking for it, depending on your intent, you must take action towards that. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. We've got a few minutes left. Before I go into the last, do we have any more emails so I can just get to
Yes, you just have one, and you did answer all the past emails correctly. Thank you from those writers. Yeah, one last one. Julie wrote in. She said, Barrington, I listen to your show off and on. Do you ever broadcast anything live with seminars or teachings, or do you do guest appearances? That's from Julie. She says, she goes on to say, I live in the GTA, and I know that you broadcast from the GTA somewhere. I was wondering if you ever do any live appearances. That's from Julie. Back to you.
Thank you. Julie... I've been saying for a while that I am going to do it. I want to do it. I will do it. I will be doing live shows, excuse me, and invite people to come on the shows. I haven't done them. We are recording from the GTA. You're correct. I want to. When I was geared up and I was going to do, we had this thing they call, I don't know if you're familiar with it, called COVID, and that kind of put a wrench in the monkey wrench in the program. And since then, I'm just playing catch up on all the other things that I'm trying to get accomplished. I have a couple of books I'm trying to put out there. It's just a lot that's happening. What I'm trying to do with the audience that listens to me on a regular Thursdays, on Sundays as well, is trying to get them in the state of mind to understand where they're going in life. That is a consistent. I stay to that. That's most important. For me, I do run a business that's totally different than what I do here on the Sundays and the Thursdays, and that keeps me running, and then trying to be the single dad with three sons, that keeps me going. So I'm not making an excuse because I think that's a cop-out, but I do know that I have picked the priorities in my life, and I put the important ones at the top, and I go at it as I think I need to. I will do guest appearances. I want to do guest appearances. I'm always looking for people who wants to be a part of this show and to jump in. Do I have people? Many people want to come and sit and do this show with me from time to time. None of them is sort of materialized, and trying to get it lined up for that perfect time to do the broadcast is also very difficult. The information doesn't change. What you're being taught, what you're hearing, and what you take away from this is going to be the foundation of the rest of your life. Again, I said, you empty out the pot that you're cooking in before, or the cup that you carried around through life, and you maybe have to wash it out a little bit, sometimes scrape it, maybe even throw it away and go get a brand new one and start again. This ties into the questions that were being asked earlier as to how do we change ourselves. But yes, I do have a lot of people wanting to be a guest on the show. It just hasn't materialized. I'm trying to do everything, and we've asked before if we had anybody who wants to volunteer some time to try to be a part of the Barrington Show. That door is completely open, because when we have the ability to convince or to point people into a journey that they will seek a better way of life, that's what we do. It's our obligation, and we must do it. Having said all that, I hope I answered your question. And thank you for listening to the show, Julie. I appreciate you doing that all the time, as often as you do. I hope when I say come home, welcome home, you truly understand what I mean by welcome home. Something remarkable happens in our lives at age 7, and I haven't been able to put my finger on it, but as I listen to a lot of people who's had past experiences and they talk about their first encounter with spirituality, a lot of them mention the age 7. And for myself, at age 7, everything was changing. When I start to make requests of my life and I see it materializes, happens at 7. So I'm not fully clear or sure at this moment why 7 and what's the significant number. Why is that specific number 7 as opposed to 6 or 8? But we learn as we journey through life that we all go through stages. We all go through stages. My son told me the other day, he asked me, which is a very, very different question, at what age do you become a man? And my answer to him, I think it's 50. And I think it's at that point where you realize that when you're a boy, you will do what you want to do. When you become a man, you will do what you have to do. That didn't happen for me or a lot of people in their 50s. Yeah, you took care of the kids, you took them to the park, you built your house, you bought a house, cars, you did all the trips. But that's just participating in life as a family. When do you truly become that person that wakes up and truly open your eyes to all that there is and understand your role and that you play? I said to him, the differences between the man and the boy, and this is not gender sensitive, so I'm just using that term because it's the ones I know. Now, the differences between the man and the boy is that the boy will always do what he wants to do and don't give a rat's, don't care about much about anything or anyone else. The boys will always do what they want to do, but the man will come to a realization in life that he's got to do what he's got to do. And that's when you become that man. So my son was asking me that question the other day, and I said, it's not just, it'll happen. You can't will it, you can't create it, you can't get to it. A lot of people out there in their 30s and their 40s are all saying, oh, well, I'm a man. Yeah, of course you are. You have two legs, two arms, and you represent that. But what does it mean at an emotional level? Once you get to understanding thyself, then you know thyself. When you know thyself, you are that person. Women, I think, gets to it a little faster than men for whatever reason. Maybe they're better runners. I'm not sure. But when you come to a realization in life to understand your post in life, that's when you become the man that you're going to be. So I had to get that out there. And like I said, it started at age 7, and it seems to start at age 7 for a lot of people out there. For the last couple of minutes, I want to tell you how important it is that you open your eyes and don't walk through life with a blindfold on. Take a minute of your time, meditate. And I did say before, give it 3 minutes a day, 3 minutes in the morning, 3 minutes at night until that time extends and you could do better and do longer. And all you're trying to do is to slow down the many thoughts that's coming through your mind. And you're going to sit and you're going to do a meditative session, and you are going to be thinking, oh, I forgot to pick up milk, or I got to take Billy to school. Block them out. Don't travel down that path, the rabbit hole. Remember why you're there. You're opening yourself to the universe. The answers are there. You are a part of it. You just have to be mindful. Having said all that, I didn't even get to half of what I have on this paper to want to talk to you about. But please, everybody, know that you are the greatest entity. You are the greatest source. You are the powerhouse, and act accordingly. It's not in an egoic way, beat your chest, walk around, grunt, scratch. No, it's to understand where you are in this world and what you represent. Our significance isn't any greater than all the other animals that exist. But you need to know who you are for everything that you hope in life will come to you. Everything that you desire, not the hope. And don't throw it all away by believing in faith. Thank you very much for being a part of the show. Until we talk, until you hear from me again, namaste.
For listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.